Yes, he said, it's a good idea to find that out. But what are these most demanding studies of yours? You may remember us distinguishing three qualities of the soul with a view to drawing conclusions about justice. Self-discipline, courage, and wisdom, and what each of these things was. If I didn't remember that, I would deserve to miss the rest of this discussion. Can you remember what came just before that? No. What? What we said, I believe, was that we could either get the best possible view of them, but only after a long detour, at the end of which they would be clearly revealed, or we could give an explanation on a level with the discussion so far. You said that was good enough, and as a result, what was said then fell short of complete accuracy, in my opinion, though whether it was good enough for your purposes is for you to say. As far as I'm concerned, he said, you gave us good measure, and the same goes for the others, I think. In matters like these, my friend, a measure which in any way at all falls short of what really is no measure at all. What is incomplete can never be the measure of anything, though for some people there are times when they are satisfied with that and feel they don't have to look any further. Yes, there are plenty of people who feel like that. It's laziness. Well, I said, it's not a feeling we want a guardian of our city and laws to have. Fair enough. In which case, my friend, our guardian must go round by the longer road. He must work as hard at studying as he does at physical training. Otherwise, as we've just been saying, he will never see the most important and appropriate subject of study through to the end. I thought we'd dealt with the most important subject. Is there some subject even more important than justice and the things we've been describing? Yes, I said, there is something more important. Also, with these virtues themselves, we shouldn't be looking at a mere outline of them the way we are now. What we want is their realization in every detail. We must not neglect that. Isn't it absurd to make every effort and do everything we can to reach the greatest possible precision and clarity over things of little significance, and then decide that the most important things deserve less than total precision? Utterly absurd. But this thing you call most important, and its subject matter, whatever you say that is, do you imagine anyone will let you go without asking you what it is? Of course I don't. Why don't you ask me? You've heard the answer often enough before, and now you've either forgotten it or else this is another plan to make my life difficult by not letting me get away with anything. It must be the second reason, I think.